Cenk Uygur posted this on his Twitter feed today. Alex Jones' ex-wife telling us she's worried about his fans that show up to her house and how in real life he's more like Charles Manson. I'm going to play this, and I'll play it in its entirety and try not to interrupt, but for an ex-wife to say this about her husband, especially when they have children involved, does this woman not know that her children are going to listen to this? She's painting a picture for her kids on what kind of person she actually is. Now, could she be telling the truth about what Alex Jones does behind the scenes? Of course. Do you trust Alex Jones? Probably not. Do you trust her? Do you trust Cenk Uygur? It looks like they're just all in the same Shiite show, crap-filled canoe anyway. Yeah, it says, quote, he's more unhinged, weird, terrifying, threatening, looming, and raging than he is on screen. I look at him as someone who's crazy like Manson, someone that needs to be institutionalized, says Kelly Jones, the ex-wife of Alex Jones. Listen to this.
Alex himself has admitted it, but in person, as a human being, he is more unhinged and weirder and terrifying and threatening and looming and raging, I would say, than on screen. And he's modified on screen.
I kind of don't doubt that, man. I kind of don't doubt that. He is a showman on screen, and he does bow down and lick the boots of Isra. Hello, how you doing? And it looks like he's gatekeeping for the left versus right paradigm lie, which means he's gatekeeping for, well, he definitely is continuing to gatekeep, even though he says he's against it. He's gatekeeping for the big pharma industrial complex while he continues to support Trump, even though he claims to be against a lot of what Trump says. Oh, he's pigheaded and whatever he says, end quote. But he's still gatekeeping, whether he's doing it consciously, whether he's on the dole of the gatekeepers, whether, you know, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is he's still gatekeeping, and he does go crazy online. The entertainment value of Alex Jones is through the roof, in my opinion. But to the detriment of what? To the detriment of all Americans. He's a perfect personality to foment division in the country. Is a lot of what he says correct? Absolutely. You know, exposing the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab, eat the bugs and be happy, all that nonsense. There's a lot of good things that came out of InfoWars and Alex Jones. A lot of good things. But a lot of good can be ruined with just a little bit of evil. It's just that's human nature. You know, it doesn't take much to pollute a well, does it? You know, pour just a little vial of anthrax into, you know, a 1,000-gallon tank. A little bit of anthrax into a 1,000-gallon tank. Do you want to drink that? No, because you'll die. Unfortunately, the way life is set up, it just takes a little bit of corruption to ruin a whole lot of good. And that's how I see Alex Jones. It doesn't mean that he doesn't bring good to the forefront. It doesn't mean that some of that good isn't something that you should really consider and really study for yourself and get it down in you and find out what's happening. It doesn't mean that at all. But it does mean, hey, make sure you're not involved in the cult of personality where you cannot offer substantial criticism for somebody like Donald Trump. Instead, the person who popularized 4D, oh, Donald Trump's playing 4D chess. You don't understand what's going on. He's actually in there, you know, giving the deep state a hard time. No, he's not. Not when you're writing $6.2 billion checks. Not when you're signing off on red flag laws. Not when you're increasing the coffers of the military industrial complex. Not when you've been bailed out by the Rothschild International Banking Cartel. And then the guy who bailed you out 25 years prior, 25 years afterwards, when you become the president, make Wilbur Ross the commerce secretary, and on it goes, guys. Not by calling yourself the father of the VAXX. There's so many things that Donald Trump has against his account, and only one of those things, just if he just committed one of those things, that's enough to tell you that, like red flag laws, that's enough to tell you that he is an enemy of Americans and you should have nothing to do with him other than to just expose him. How did Anthony Fauci, for example, get his job? How did Deborah Birx acquire her position? Well, they were appointed by Obama? No. By Biden? No. They were appointed by Trump. He could have fired them anytime he wanted to. The highest paid federal employee at that time was, even over the president of the United States, was Anthony Fauci. And who can you thank for that? Donald J. Trump. Who applauded quantitative easing, which is telling the Federal Reserve to open up the floodgates and fire up the printers, the printing press, so that they can devalue the money that you're trying to earn so that you can support your family? Who applauded the Federal Reserve? That's right, Donald J. Trump. He's against you. Who wouldn't abolish the IRS on your behalf? Donald J. Trump. Obama never did it. Bush didn't do it. Reagan didn't do it. Ford, Carter, they all worked under the, you know, Clinton. None of them abolished the Federal Reserve. Why? Because they're working for the Federal Reserve. None of them abolished the IRS. Why? Because the IRS works for the Federal Reserve. And they all are on the payroll of the Federal Reserve. Congress, if you don't know, is a corporation. The United States means federal corporation. That's Title 28, Section 3002, 15A. That's USC. 28 USC 3002-15A, the United States means federal corporation. So Congress is a corporation, the Supreme Court is a corporation, the executive branch is a corporation, and that corporation is extracting the time and labor and energy that you go to work to support your family. They own you. But Donald Trump didn't do anything about it. Barack Obama didn't do anything about it. Biden won't do anything about it. Why? Because they're not working for you. They're working for the corporation. So getting back to Alex Jones, does he say a lot of things that's right? Yes. But the things that he's got wrong is damning. But I have 1,000 gallons of water. Yeah, but Alex Jones just dumped a vial of anthrax in it. But I have 5,000 gallons of water. Yeah, but that person you thought was good put a substantial amount of poison in it. And if you put it to your lips, you're as good as gone. Yes, we can recognize the good stuff, but you also have to recognize the bad stuff and then identify that person who's spreading the bad stuff as also your enemy. Because truth fears no scrutiny.
You can see this, Cenk and Anna, when he says, oh, I have to go off the air right now. Because he's going back into like the real person, right? The real rage is coming out. And it's so extreme that his staff, you can tell, is like, you need to go off, right? So no, Alex is... And this is the thing, you know, it's hard to talk about my ex-husband because he's the father of my children. I have one minor child and all of her media's blocks.
It's hard to talk about my ex-husband because he's the father of my children. Looks like she's doing it with ease. What the heck?
So she can't see any of this, thank God. And she's been safe with me because she's a brave and courageous person who at 12 years old stood up to Alex Jones as nobody does or has and said, I don't want to live here anymore. And she got the help she needed for her physical disability, and she's doing a lot better, but he's still harassing her. So I kind of went on a rabbit trail there, but yes, he's every bit strange. But here's the thing. I blame his attorneys, right? So if I look at him as somebody that's the kind of crazy like Charles Manson, or like somebody that really needs...
I blame his attorneys. It's kind of like, well, we're not going to blame Donald Trump, but we are going to blame Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx. Now, why is Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx and Steve Mnuchin, who is the Treasury Secretary, and Mike Pompeo, who was a former CIA director, I lie, cheat, and steal. We had old training manuals on lying and cheating and stealing. All these people in his cabinet were literal Zio Bankster shills. Now, I don't blame Donald Trump. I blame his cabinet. Well, why is his cabinet there? Because Donald J. Trump appointed them to be in his cabinet, like Wilbur Ross. Wilbur Ross is literally an employee for Rothschild's Inc., and he was the commerce secretary. Give me a frickin' break. He wasn't draining the swamp. He was busy filling it.
Needs to be.
And there's Alex Jones in the background just supporting him the entire way.
He institutionalized because he does. And he is a mentally ill, dangerous kind of mentally ill person, and his behaviors are abhorrent.
So that's Kelly Jones speaking on the Young Turds with Cenk Uygur. Just a Shiite show, guys. An absolute Shiite show. And while we're talking about Alex Jones, apparently Kyrie Irving posted this video entitled Never Forget. Alex Jones tried to warn us, with Jones claiming back in 2002 that the New World Order would release, quote, plagues upon us. And it's kind of interesting because David Knight tweeted this out with this link and said, of course, Alex knew. A year earlier, they began their annual rehearsals. First one being, Operation Dark Winter, which is why I've said it was such a betrayal that AJ would cover for Trump, who locked us down and created the actual plague, the J.AB, saying Trump was playing 4D chess. And Alex, David Knight is right. That is what Alex Jones did. So basically, Alex Jones betrays everything, all the truths that he tells. He betrays those truths. He's betraying the truth by supporting somebody who's advancing and supporting the New World Order that Alex Jones himself says he's against. It's loony, Looney Tunes.